You know what time it is?
I don't know what time.
It's time for the chicken song! Alright! And chicken wakes up to a new world every day. Far as the chicken's concerned, everything's a-okay. Ah, chicken, don't worry about nothing but clucking and the price of eggs today. And don't worry much about that. 'Cause what the farmer don't snatch before she can hatch, all the weasel gonna steal them anyway. Our chicken wakes up to a new world every day. You reckon the chicken ever finds herself fretting about getting old and ugly and fat? I know a chicken's kinda dim, but I'm going out on a limb, and I'd say a chicken's smarter than that. Hell, a chicken's just happy being one of them chickens that ain't one of them chickens in every pot. You know, a chicken knows half of being happy is just being happy with what you got. Another half of being happy is just being happy no matter what. People, life is short, time's a ticking. If you want to live like a king, got to think like a chicken. Oh, and chicken wakes up to a new world every day. Far as the chicken's concerned, everything's a-okay. Ah, chicken, don't worry about nothing but clucking and the price of eggs today. That's eggs, A-G-G-G-G-G-S, and don't worry much about that. 'Cause what the farmer don't snatch before she can hatch, all the weasel gonna steal them anyway. Ah, chicken wakes up to a whole new world every day. Poor old chicken don't get no respect. They're either swiping her eggs or frying her legs or trying to wring her neck. But a chicken understands her position and knows in this current condition it ain't gonna change, so she made a decision to roost every evening in the rusted out chassis of a beat up Chevrolet. And just wake up to a new world every day. Yolay. Oh, chicken wakes up to a whole new world every day. Far as the chicken's concerned, everything's a-okay. Ah, chicken, don't worry about nothing but clucking and the price of eggs today. And don't worry much about that. 'Cause what the farmer don't snatch before she can hatch, hell, the weasel gonna steal them anyway. A chicken wakes up to a new world. A chicken wakes up to a new world. Our chicken butt wakes up to a new world every day. Oh, chicken wakes up to a whole new world every day. All right. Yeah, chicken wakes up to a whole new world every day.
Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep. And you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. it's a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Call the chicken shack. It's fine as wine and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall.
Dreaming about her, her and two other chicks. I bought a suit of combination underwear. It was guaranteed not to rip, ravel, or tear. I wore 6 months. That's no exaggeration. I went to take it off, and I forgot the combination. Now I'm in a heck of a mess. I still got it on. For the last 3 weeks, I skipped my board. I used the money to buy me a Ford. My bumpers are shiny. My paint was good. But oh, my golly, under that hood. Touch the rattle. Pumping oil. Rear end was out. I took my gal to the dance last night. I guess the night was an awful sight. I felt a draft in the seat of my pants. I found myself a lose my desire to dance. That rear end was out, too. Now, if you want to go to heaven, let me tell you how it's done. You crawl the muzzle of an old shotgun. You pour in the powder and you damp in the wad and you pull the trigger and you're there, by God.
Down in Tennessee on Friday night, everybody's headed for a chicken fight. They put their roosters in an old tow sack and they head for the mountain to a little old shack. The city's slicker and the farmer too. They sit around bragging what the rooster will do. They drink moonshine till the betting gets right. Then they bring out the roosters and they let them fight. Up stepped a slicker by the name of Jack. Brought out a great big 6-pound black. He said, I'm betting 5-2-3. He can beat any rooster down in Tennessee. Up jumped a farmer and his name was Tom. Said, I'll match you with a big white dom. Your odds sound mighty good to me. The color of your money's all I want to see. The fight began and together they flew. The feathers started flying and the dust did too. When the dust cleared away, it was plain to see that the dom was a winner down in Tennessee. The next fight, the slicker showed a big round head. He said, he'd back up everything I've said. The farmer jumped on him with a hot brown red. When he sunk his spurs, the round head was dead. The slicker and the farmer fought chickens all night. The slicker said, man, your roosters are right. I fought them from Maine to Tennessee, and I've never had a meaner bunch of roosters on me. Jack said, I'm headed for New York State. I bet my roll and I've lost 9 straight. He said, as he left, any fool can see that you can't beat the roosters down in Tennessee. Early in the morning at the break of day, they grab their roosters and they fade away. When the sun comes over the mountain, you see the rooster fighting's over down in Tennessee.
This is Chicken Scratch. Yeah. Say, Farmer Joey, your chicken seems to have been a ball. They sure do. Chicken Scratch. Rooster on the loose again, that sexy thing. Chicken Scratch. Yeah. Your chicken all the time.
your chicken all the time. Chicken scratch.
Don't tell me the truth about chicken farming. Thinking about it does my head in. 24 chicken wings for $6.99. It's 85p for each chicken that died. You can get dead chicken everywhere that you go. There's 4 chicken shops on this very road. And there's also a supermarket with chicken dipper strips and frozen chicken burgers, whole cooked chicken, chicken chow mein, 24 wings for $2.99, that's 25p for each dead chicken, thinking about it does my head in. And it's Nando's for dinner tonight. They make their dead chicken taste really nice. In every city, in every town, it's peri-peri chicken enough to go around. It brings me right back to the start. Where on earth are these chicken farms? In a dark warehouse, tens of thousand eggs are hatched a day. They turn little chicks into full-grown chickens in under 7 days. They use chemicals and steroids to meet their demands. I'm gonna sing me a little chicken song about a great big chicken farm. And they run these weird experiments. I heard chicken are born without any heads, just legs and wings and a few leftovers. This chicken gave birth to a Zinger Tower burger. We all know this shit's morally wrong. Gonna sing me a little chicken song. Well, I'm not saying that I am a vegetarian. Shit, I eat chicken with the best of them. It just feels like the whole thing could end in a disaster, the way things generally do when you fuck with Mother Nature. Oh well, the chicken gonna get their revenge one day. You just wait and see. There'll be a giant monster hybrid chicken that eats humans for tea. And he'll break out of the warehouse and he'll roam the earth and eat all you motherfuckers with peri peri sauce.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
That chicken's got hiccups.
That chicken got hiccups.
That chicken got hiccups.
Somebody help that chicken, please.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
That chicken's got the hiccups.
That chicken got hiccups.
That chicken got the hiccups.
Give that chicken some water, please.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
A chicken with hiccups.
That chicken got hiccups.
That chicken got the hiccups.
Somebody help that chicken, please.
It's still hiccuping.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken,
chicken down the road.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
That chicken's got the hiccups.
That chicken got hiccups.
That chicken got the hiccups.
Dale agua al pollo, por favor.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
That chicken's got the hiccups.
That chicken got hiccups.
That chicken got the hiccups.
Somebody help that chicken, please.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
Here come a chicken,
here come a chicken, chicken down the road.
That chicken's got the hiccups.
That chicken got hiccups.
That chicken got the hiccups.
Give that chicken some water, please.
my pet chicken is my best friend. She makes me breakfast, she makes me grin. Out scratching in the garden, she's just another chicken in the fly. But when she sees me coming, she goes quack, quack, quack. She comes a running and a hopping and a squawking and a flapping those wings, doing the chicken dance, doing anything to get the treat in my hand, a big fat juicy worm. She's my biggest fan, that's for sure. My pet chicken is my best friend. She makes me breakfast, she makes me grin. Out scratching in the garden, she's just another chicken in the fly. But when she sees me coming, she goes back, back, back. She comes a running and a hopping and a squawking and a flapping those wings, doing the chicken dance, doing anything to get the treat in my hand, a big fat juicy worm. She's my biggest fan, that's for sure.
We not more.
Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken and watch them feathers fly. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Break out the butter and the flour, ready to fry.
My dog Pete's the smallest dog of all the dogs in my yard.
That's right.
He's a mean son of a bitch, drinks beaming water from a broken mason jar.
And we sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken and watch them feathers fly. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Break out the butter and the flour, ready to fry.
I heard this awful noise coming out of the woods.
Coming out of the woods.
I heard chicken screams, knew it wasn't gonna be good.
I think we lost a chicken. I think we lost a chicken. I think we lost a chicken, cause I just heard her cry. I think we lost a chicken. I think we lost a chicken. But you can get another one for $1.79.
Over a couple of years, his spurs had grown. He wasn't safe to keep around the home, and he almost took an eyeball from Lonnie's son. And I was in the kitchen making fig preserves, and I heard that youngin' get kicked in the face, and I knew it was the day that that rooster's gonna get what he deserves.
So I chased the chicken. I chased the chicken. I chased the chicken, and Pete hit him from the side. I chased the chicken. I chased the chicken. Me and Pete suffered on a homemade chicken pot pie. We'll be right back.
Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken and watch them feathers fly. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. I can smell the kitchen and it's almost supper time.
Damn fine, I like my chicken fine, yeah.
I do the chicken child in my sleep. Opera music gives me the creeps. Rock and roll is all I crave. And I'll be doing the chicken child to my grave. The rock and roll makes me chicken all the time. It's hard to get this thing off of mine. The chicken baby is all I want to do. Honey, come along and do the chicken too. I do the chicken child on the street. It rocks my head and moves my feet. The chicken hits me all the time. Now don't do it, honey, child, elude my mind. Chicken baby chicken, chicken baby chicken, chicken baby chicken. Baby, 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 yeah. Whoa, baby, chicken, baby, baby, chicken all the time. The chicken child to my grave. The rock and roll makes me chicken all the time. It's hard to get this thing off of mine. The chicken baby is all I wanna do. Honey, come along and do the chicken too. I do the chicken child on the street. It rocks my head and moves my feet. The chicken hits me all the time. If I don't do it, honey child, I lose my mind.
Yeah, but I like some recipe. Ah! Lemon fried. something I want to show you. Now y'all heard of the popcorn, y'all heard of the dog, and you heard about all of them other dances. But now there's a brand new dance that's going around. I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the funky chicken. Y'all ready? I say y'all ready. Okay, here we go. You raise the left arm up and the right arm too. Let me tell you just what to do. Start boom on the flapping. Start the feet to kicking. That's when you know you're doing the funky chicken. Second spasm. You put both arms up across your face. Your knees start wiggling all over the place. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh. Hey, hey. Feeling it now. I feel so unnecessary. This is the kind of stuff to make you feel like you want to do something nasty. Like wave some chicken gravy on your white shirt right down front. Here we go, y'all. You wet both arms and you wet both feet. You together, baby. You're right on the beat. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, it's alright. Do the funky chicken now. 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 Ha ha ha. Do the funky chicken now. Ha ha ha. Do the funky.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap with me, of course, your host, KBC. And if you're like me, you're a little sick and tired of turkey by now after a whole Thanksgiving weekend, so what better way to relieve yourself from turkey fatigue than a show about chickens, all right? Now, the good news here is that this is kind of the end of the line for the chickens stuff. This is the sixth chicken show, and it's probably going to be the last for quite a while. And it's appropriate that we have the Dixie Dregs playing for us behind my voice, because that's what we're into, the dregs of the chicken pile. All right, so pretty much nothing left after this, and I even have a few reruns. All right, so I don't usually try to do that unless it's by stupid mistake. Anyway, we started with a guy named Roger Allen Wade. That was the Chicken Song. I have, I think it's a baker's dozen of things called the Chicken Song in all the piles here. That was one of them. Roger Allen Wade, the Chicken Song. Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens was, of course, Louis Jordan. Never played that as part of the chicken shows. Amos Milburn, Chicken Shack Boogie. All right, not really that much chicken-y, but okay. That was from 1948. And then we had Charlie Ryan and his Timberline Riders from 1961. That was the Chicken House Boogie, followed by the Tennessee Rooster Fight from the Howington Brothers from, I'm going to guess, Tennessee, huh? Chicken Scratch was Freddie Notes and the Rudies from 1970, followed by another chicken song by Beans on Toast. That's right, Beans on Toast. Here Come the Chickens was the Wiggles. They're a kids band from Australia, from Sydney, and they've been pretty much at it since 1991. That's like 25 years. That's enough time to do anything. We had an anonymous person, my pet chicken. Sick 'em on a Chicken was the Zach Brown band. He did another thing called Chicken Something. All right, but we didn't include that because it's too mainstream. And then we heard from Tony Harris, Chicken Baby Chicken, followed by Jackie Earle. And that was the Chicken. Jackie Earle is, you might know him. No, I'm Jackie Lee. I'm sorry. Jackie Lee is better known as Earl Nelson, who was the Earl of Bob and Earl, who gave us the Harlem Shuffle. And then finally, 1970, Rufus Thomas, Do the Funky Chicken. Okay. So I invite you to go ahead and do the Funky Chicken if you'd like. And don't get no funkier than this pile today, because these are the leftovers. These are the ones that were left behind when all the others were picked. But I think we still got a good crowd. And to prove it, we're going to keep on going. All right? So, bok bok, you guys. Here it comes.
Bye.
Holly's farm. Milking my chicken on Holly's farm. I'm choking my chicken down on Holly's farm.
While walking down that road late one night, I thought about doing something that wasn't right. I pressed through the fence and grabbed this creature by his head, and the funny little thing looked at me and said, "What? Oh, it's a chicken." Well, running down that road just as fast as I could, I knew it done something that I never should. I should have left him alone. I should have left him back there. And just about this time he had to have some air.
Oh,
what?
Let me go!
Oh, shut up, chicken. Well, running in my house and locking my door, I knew I didn't want to hear that chicken, not anymore. And I hope he doesn't make me sick.
Creature's hot! Let me out!
Oh, shut up, chicken. Well, I ducked his feathers and I cut off his head. I think if I did, his old chicken would be dead. Just about the time he was ready to fry, he gave out another cry. Go ahead on in. You know, ever since that day, now nothing's been the same. I wake up in the morning with a whole lot of pain. Running in the yard and jumping on the fence. I give out this cry and it just doesn't make any sense. Oh, that's me.
Come on, oh, 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 do a chicken hunt, baby. Yeah. Do a chicken hunt, baby. Do it every night and day. Will you hunch in the morning, you hunch at night. Come on, put it, baby, and take it all night. Do the chicken hunt, baby. Do the chicken hunt, baby. Show me what you can do with a chicken hunch. You go, chicken hunch, baby. Chicken hunch, baby. Chicken hunch, baby. Chicken hunch, baby. Just hunch and hunch and hunch and hunch and hunch and hunch and you do it all right.
I don't see you do this chicken, huh, baby, don't you? You're looking good. And baby, look, I might want to hunt you tonight. Let us do it.
Chicken eyes, baby. Chicken eyes, baby. Chicken hunt, baby.
My bed. Well, there's a girl looking at me. She's the cutest thing that I ever did see. Little girl, come go with me. Well, I'll buy some things that you never did see. We'll build a house upon the hill. I love you, darling. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, chicken, 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 hop, chicken, 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 hop, ring on the right, ring on the left, ring on the one that you love the best. Around, around, around I go, way up, up, nobody knows. In my face. Well, Tippy, come go with me. Well, I'll show you some girls that you never did see. I got a girl up on the hill. I love that girl, oh yes, I will. I love that girl, oh yes, I will. I love that girl, oh yes.
Bok bok, everybody. I know y'all ain't got nothing to do Saturday, August 27th, so get your asses down to Tin Roof for the 26th annual Cluck Off. This is the event for you. If y'all enjoy sitting around drinking ice cold beer and eating cop. No, that ain't what I'm talking about, you clucking perverts. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm talking about chicken. That's right, all you can eat chicken. All day long. All clucking day! This shit kicks off at 3 p.m. and goes on till 3 a.m. Advance tickets are only $10 at Zorbia.com or pay $15 at the door. That gets you in for unlimited chicken feed, live music by cluckloads of bands such as Nathan Ware and the Mike Veal Band, and a raffle ticket that not only gets you a free beer, but also enters you in a chance to win a shit ton of mystery prizes. For all you competitive cocks, go to our website and enter the Cluck Off Cook Off Contest. In addition to getting a trophy, the winner also gets bragging rights for the best tasting cock at the Cluck Off. There you go again with your dirty mind. Knock that shit off! So don't you forget to be there August 27th at Tin Roof for the 26th annual Cluck Off. If you miss out, you'll only cluck yourself.
Thank you.
tell me the shortest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And woman, if you listen, I got a few shortcuts for you, by doggies. Now, Southern fried chicken, good hot biscuits, like my mama used to make. Good hot biscuits smothered in gravy, that's what really takes the cake. I love you, darling, but my heart is in my mouth. And you gotta make fried chicken like my mama makes down south. I love you, darling, like I love that good fried chicken. And good hot buttered biscuits like my mama makes down south. Really love me, and you want to be my wife, you better practice up on your cooking, cause mine's a hungry life. Be like my mama, put the coffee in the pot, and fry me a lot of that chicken, and keep them biscuits hot. I love you, darling, like I love that good fried chicken, and good hot buttered biscuits like my mama makes down south. Look out there, little darling, cause I know that chicken's hot. If it won't fit into a skillet, then you'd better go get a pot. I like your cooking, and I want you to be mine. Your biscuits taste like mama's, and that chicken sure is fine. I love you, darling, like I love that good fried chicken. And good hot buttered biscuits like my mama makes down south.
Soy sauce. I want some pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. And some chicken wings. And some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. And some.
This ain't chicken noodle soup or ice cream and cake. Peanut butter jelly. What the fuck do you think, man? Pork fried rice, hot sauce. Chicken wings, duck sauce. Can't forget about my soy sauce. On my egg roll, man. That shit is the jam. For only $3.25 at $3.25 in my $7.45. I'm in the hood like bourbon chicken. Fresh fries and some orange chicken. Can't forget about my low man. Rib tips and some chow mein. Got the number on speed dial. Getting hit like Kung Pao. Chicken chum, chow.
I want some pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. And some chicken wings. And some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. And some.
I want some wonton soup, a general style chicken. It's getting kinda dirty when it's ages in the kitchen. Panda Express, a Kobe Steakhouse. You could feed me octopus, but I won't eat the mouth. Teriyaki chicken, yeah. Give me egg rolls. I like Asians, cause all of them are hoes. I got $3.25, can I haggle on the price? Hamburgers, cause I want fried rice. I eat cats, dogs, chickens, and don't forget the duck. You can eat all this food for only $3. Take all of my food and just put it in the wok. The 2-for-1 special right before 6 o'clock. I don't need silverware, cause I use chopsticks. I gotta clean my mouth, so I use a toothpick. I tried blowfish before, but it tastes like poop. Wong thong thion thion, where's my fortune cookie?
I want some pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. And some chicken wings. And some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. Pork fried rice and some chicken wings. And some.
potatoes. All the talk about this food is making me hungry. I checked in my wallet and I had no money. Man, you got no money, then this dip is gonna sue. Cook my shit right, don't want the bird flu. I thought the meal was on you.
I thought the meal was on you.
So let's dine and ditch and leave a IOU.
Don't forget about the tip, so leave a couple pennies.
If I had $20, I would buy a happy ending.
You have 68 minutes available for this call.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this a chicky chong chow? Can I get an order of puff of rice and chicken wings?
Yeah.
How much?
Huh?
How much?
$4.
I want some puff of rice and some chicken wings. Puff of rice and some chicken wings. Puff of rice and some chicken wings. And some chicken wings. And some chicken wings. Puff of rice and some chicken wings. Puff of rice and some chicken wings. Puff of rice and some chicken wings. And some.
What do you have for $3.25?
Puff of rice and some chicken wings.
$4.
No, do you have anything cheaper? Anything for like $3.25?
And some chicken wings. And some
okay,
chicken
thank
wings.
You.
With my bacon, with a side of fries and a nice apple pie and a large soda drink.
fried chicken, fried chicken. I really like that with my bacon. With fried fries and nice apple pie and a large soda drink. Man, I really want a McChicken. Sounds so good. How about a number five? Oh, yeah. Fried chicken, fried chicken. Oh, fried chicken. That's what I really want right now. So can I go receive right now? Oh, wait. That's fried chicken right here. Fried chicken right here. I'ma chop it up, eat it in my mouth. So crispy, so good. So, fried chicken, I really like that with my bacon. With a side of fries and a nice apple pie and a large soda drink. Man, I want some fried chicken. Tastes so good.
Good. down.
Knock.
You got to get down.
Knock, knock.
Nate!
What you think about licking my chicken? What you think about licking my chicken? Knock.
Nate!
Knock. Knock. Knock, knock. What you think about licking my chicken?
Good God!
What you think about licking my chicken?
I got 8 more pounds of chicken that I'm gonna eat. Nate! Can you eat some? I said, Nate, can you eat some? All right now, because I'm gonna say I'm gonna bring you some chicken. And when you get this chicken, my baby be done cooked it. That's right. She be done took all the feathers out. And she be done cooked it. Want you to eat it now. You know anything about some necks? Chicken neck. All right now, I want. Now when I say chicken neck, I want the band in on chicken neck. Chicken. Now wait, I didn't. No. Back up. I didn't say nothing about no neck yet. I said chicken neck. And when you hear neck, that's when the band come in. When I say neck. All right. Neck. Chicken. See, you grab a chicken, you can grab a chicken anywhere. You can grab it all up around the shoulder. You can eat a chicken around chicken feet. Put it in a bowl.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Good God.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Yes, indeed.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Chicken.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Eat it all.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Hey!
What you think about licking my chicken?
Can you eat some? Can you eat some chicken? Whether it be boiled, fried, or broiled, or they could bring it to you, like a fella downtown, boy downtown, make it raw. You don't even know the difference. You don't know, no, you don't know the difference. Nay, you know, I'm gonna bring you some raw. You'll love it. Good God. And grab a leg. Grab it around the leg. And chicken. Chicken. Say that, Nate. Let me smile when you say it. Show your gold Tuesday. Chicken. See, I know you. When you say you want to eat some, I know you're going to smile when you say, well, eat some chicken. Good God. Say it. There's nothing wrong with it. A lot of people eat chicken. Chinese people eat chicken. Irish people eat chicken. Everybody got to eat some chicken before they die. Chicken. Go ahead.
Orange feet in soil, scratching and pecking for grit. Chickens in the sun.
Chicken.
All right, 86 on the chickens now, all right, except for a couple more I got for you here. We started that set and ended the set with the two leftover that I was telling you about, stuff from an earlier chicken show, probably from 2011. We started with a guy named Neil Smith. Now, it's possible he was the drummer for Alice Cooper, but I kind of don't think so. This guy's more hardcore, and I think he's too young, but that's what I tried to find, and I couldn't, so... that's what I was able to find out for you. All right. Duck Flowers after that, The Wicked Chicken, followed by The Hazel Atkins from 1999, from his whole album of chicken songs. That was The Chicken Hunch. Imagine that, a whole album full of chicken songs. Boggles the mind. And then Billy Bland from 1956 after that. That was The Chicken Hop. Billy Bland is responsible for Let the Little Girl Dance. Remember that one? Okay. And then we had an invitation to the Cluck Off, which was 5 years old, so don't go looking for it. Hank Penny and his Radio Cowboys after that, the Southern Fried Chicken, and then Pork Fried Rice and Chicken Wings from Custom Sound Studio. followed by Geeko Remix. I don't know what that is, but that was another chicken song. And then the Fried Chicken song from someone who probably needs to remain anonymous for their own good. It's an interesting, fun video, though. And then Chick Chick from Wang Rong Rollin. Wang Rong Rollin, that is. And then finally, Bill Cosby, who a lot of people forget used to be one funny son of a bitch. Now, of course, he's got other things to worry about, and we don't feel quite so nicely towards him now, do we? But anyway, that was kind of fun, and that was Licking My Chicken. All right? So, like I said, we got two more. What am I talking so fast here for? Anyway, we got two more coming for you. They're not particularly chicken-related, but they'll do, okay? In the meantime, I'll see you next week at the annual KBC Radio Bitslap Dance Party. Be there with your shoes.
Trick in picking a chick today. You must be wise. You must. chicken at a hop just the other night. She was the living end, a friendly little chicken, and I thought I had her sewed up tight. And then some no good fancy walking honey talking chicken thiever cut in on the floor. He whirled away with my rocking little swinging little chicken, and I never did see her anymore. I cried, chicken thief, bye bye. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna miss my little chicken. No lie. Yeah, 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 but in my heart I can't blame the cat. Cause if I could make it with a chick like that, well, I'd be a chicken thief too. I had a dream last night about the little chicken and the cat that stole her from me. And in my dream I saw her dancing and romancing just as plain could be. And in my dream I was a swinging, fancy-talking lady killer type with a winning grin. I cut away with that cat swinging little chicken, and I didn't let him dance with her again. He cried, chicken thief, bye-bye. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna miss my little chicken. No lie. Yeah, 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 but in my heart I don't blame your cat. Cause if I could make it with a chick like that, well, I'd